I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Yeah, if only you could at O'Hare, right? Let's talk a little travel with our friend who is the proprietor of one of the great comprehensive websites on the Internet. And as you know, I've surfed the entire Internet. I've been on every site there is. And I can tell you, when it comes to travel and everything related to that, there's only one place to go, and it's JohnnyJet.com. And it's Johnny Jett with us right now.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. I'm wondering, Bob sounds like such an expert after everything he says.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But he's always asking me questions about flights and
well, now I'm
airlines.
I'm going to ask Johnny. First of all, the latest from the Federal Aviation Administration, Chicago's airport's now nearing normal activity after that fire at the Air Traffic Control Center last week. It's unbelievable. It's still messed up, isn't it, John?
It was a big mess. I just saw that the Chicago Sun-Times published the guy who was responsible. So this is the reason why your flight was canceled.
Yeah, that was the front page today. I know. And people, when this happens, or even something not of this magnitude, you know, it used to be you'd try to run to a counter and fix things up. Now the best advice is to call, right? Use your cell phone and call somebody, isn't it?
Well, what I do is if my flight's ever canceled, you're at the gate and they announce, by the way, our bad news, our flight's canceled. I run to the counter and I pick up the phone while I'm standing in line, but I try to be the first person in the, you know, in the counter to get some help. Depends which one you have to go to. There could already be a long line, but I'll try and call, and then I can even break out my iPad or something and also tweet the airline and see if they can help you. And you can, you know, send a direct message of your confirmation number if you can get a hold of the airline.
Okay, stop right there. You can actually tweet the airline and they will respond? Really?
Yep. Test it out right now. Tweet American Airlines and see what happens. They'll respond by the time I'm done with this interview.
If people find themselves in a situation where, because of weather or mechanical problems, they can't get on their flight, that's the best thing to do. You want to go to the counter, but you also want to be on the phone at the same time?
I do all three. I'll stand in line at the counter while I'm waiting. I will call while I'm on hold. I will start tweeting and see what it gets you. Some airlines are very good. American's very good. Delta has the whole staff. You know, sometimes they'll help you, sometimes they won't. Virgin America is also good. Southwest is usually pretty good.
Well, the latest from O'Hare, they're about 80% back to normal. And I think, air traffic flow at O'Hare was at more than 80% of last Monday, 90% at Midway International Airport. So,
and a lot of those flights that are being canceled are the regional jets. So, I always advise people, if you are booking flights right now for the next couple weeks, because they say the mess is going to end on October 13th.
The mess is going to end on October 13th from this instance?
That's what they're saying.
I don't understand that.
Well, they've got to rebuild dozens of computers and computer systems, and it's going to take a couple of weeks. I think that's it.
But it's not going to affect flights for that long, right?
It is.
No, they say that it is. Not all of them, but, you know, they're slowly getting back to normal. But they said until they're fully back to normal, it'll be October 13th. Hopefully it'll be sooner, but, you know, it could be later.
Well, I'm sure that's why you wrote on one of your blogs on JohnnyJet.com is travel tip of the day. Stay away from Chicago airports for now.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. Especially the regional jets, because they're canceling those. You know, if you could drive or take the train to your destination, if it's not that far, that's what I would do. But or if you have a connecting flight, I know everyone here is in Chicago, so
yeah,
you guys are kind of stuck. Yesterday, yeah. I did an interview for Dallas, and I was just telling them, you know, don't go through Chicago right now. Try and transfer through another airport for the next couple of weeks.
Johnny, I was very interested in a Tribune business story today about Frontier Airlines. They're going to start flying this week from O'Hare to Cleveland,
Miami,
Denver, and Atlanta, and then later in the month to Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, Miami, Orlando, and Tampa. And then they're adding some other cities in the spring from O'Hare now. They've been at Midway. Does this mean, and that's a discount carrier, a low-cost carrier, so does this mean not only might we see some good airfares on Frontier, but others might match it?
for sure. I don't know about others matching it, because Frontier is now taking after the model of Spirit Airlines. So if you, one of the executives from Spirit went over to Frontier, and if you know Spirit, you know they charge now for carry-on bags.
Yes, they charge if you want to use a bathroom, I think. So is that what Frontier?
Not for the bathroom, but if you want to put your bag in the overhead bin and you don't make an advance reservation for it, it's $100 at the gate.
That's ridiculous. So is Frontier going to do the same thing?
Yeah, they're starting to do the same thing, and but they had a fare today. They just announced a big expansion in Miami, so there were fares $30 one way, actually round trip from Miami to New York, and it's limited. But you got to keep in mind that you know it's only a really good deal if you aren't checking any bags, if you're not carrying any bags on, and things like that.
Who travels that way, like with nothing on them?
Johnny Jet.
There are ways you can do it. Well, no, I travel with bags, but you know there are people who live in different, you know, both places, so they can have all their wardrobes, you know, and both homes. Or you can ship your bags ahead. You know, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And sometimes that's cheaper. You really have to plan ahead, though, Johnny. So I was speaking of Miami. My family in Miami, if I don't go see them for Christmas, they will really truly disown me, because they can't believe that I don't live in Miami with them. So we make a great effort to go there for the holidays. And I started looking at flights the other day. I usually fly American Airlines because usually it's the cheapest way to go. And it's very comparable to everybody else's prices. And we earn miles. And the cheapest flight to Miami during the holidays that I found was $1,900 a piece.
Wow.
How is that possible? And there were no economy fares available. It was all totally refundable or business class, which is why they were so expensive.
So what date were you looking at? Is it the day before Christmas?
No, I was looking for like Christmas? That week, those 2 weeks, right before, whatever the dates are that make sense, like the weekend before and right after New Year's, coming back.
Okay, I will do a search. But, one of the websites I recommend is ITA Software. It's owned by Google. They spend $1 or $2 billion on it, and you can do a flexible search. So you can do, you can hit the, see calendar of lowest fares. You put in, let's say, December 1st, and then you put in whatever airports you want to go to. So instead of just saying O'Hare, just put in Chicago, and instead of putting in just Miami, you can put in, alternate airports like Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know sometimes you don't like to drive there, but it's only 25 miles away.
Right.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
No.
Yeah.
No, well, it's definitely worth it if you can save some money.
Anybody.
But doesn't that sound like an incredible price?
Anybody,
I've never seen
anybody
that.
Who's planning a vacation, Christmas, flying anywhere has been sharing a story like that. Is it just because they've eliminated so many flights, Johnny?
Though the airlines have cut back, and the demand is there. There's not a lot of seats. But I'm looking at the fares right now, and I don't see that. So I don't know what day you were looking exactly.
Whatever that Saturday or Sunday is beforehand, I was looking at. Okay. And maybe it was just one of those days. Maybe they weren't all listed yet.
All right, we don't want to monopolize this conversation because Johnny Jett's got a brain full of travel tips.
I'll do a post on it. I'll definitely do a post on it because it's time for me to start shopping around. Actually, the cheap fare is on Spirit for $203, which is and American does have a one way fare for $453, so it is expensive. But I'd either wait a little bit because the airline has no incentive to reduce the cost right now. They wait until see what the inventory is, but uh-huh. Chances are it's going to be busy, and I think the prices will go up. But you're rolling the dice.
Let's open it up to you. 312-981-7200. Questions for Johnny Jett. 312-981-7200. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I don't see you mentioned rail traffic. I came in Friday from Williston, North Dakota, which is the home of the oil fields now. I was coming back on business. I decided not to fly. I took the train on Friday. My train was 9 hours late coming into Union Station. I left it late by an hour at 5 o'clock at Williston and didn't get in till 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Train traffic across the West is just snarled.
Is that always the case, Johnny?
I'm not an expert on the train travel at all. I just know that a lot of times between shorter distances, like when I'm in New York and I have to go to D.C., I would never fly or to Boston. I would take the train, and I never had any problems. And it's usually a lot quicker door to door.
Anything out west right now is being slowed down because of all the oil and all the coal sitting on the railroad tracks. Burlington Northern's not let Amtrak through. We sat for 5 hours during the night before we ever got to Fargo.
That's a problem right now with America. We need to really get these tracks, you know, like operate like they are in Europe, and they don't do it. You know, a lot of these big corporations, they control the tracks, so Amtrak is at their mercy.
Yeah, and that would be a solution, and also ease the load on some of the airlines, too. Thank you, Dave, for checking in with that. And once again, it's johnnyjet.com for your comprehensive travel information. Why don't we take a quick break, and then if you have any travel questions or you're looking for some tips, Johnny Jet's the man to ask at 312-981-7200 after this. Talking travel with the proprietor of the website johnnyjet.com. By the way, where in the world are you today, Johnny?
I'm in rainy Toronto right now, and it looks like fall and it feels like fall, but
here too.
You're there with wifey, aren't you?
I am. But I got a couple of quick comments, by the way, about your trip to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at, you're probably just looking at nonstops. Look at making a stop. You can save some money, as well as looking at those alternate airports.
Yes.
And also to the caller about the trains, I just quickly looked. You know, what's good about Chicago is that there's a lot of buses. So you can take Megabus, Greyhound. And, you know, I just looked for this weekend. You can go from Chicago to Minneapolis on the bus, which I don't know if you want to do. It's 8 hours, but it only costs $15 each way. Greyhound, you can go to Cleveland for $37.
Yes, my son has traveled on those buses too.
So that's an alternative if you don't want to fly or take the train.
Yeah, good to know. Let's get Janine in the conversation here. Hi there.
Hi, how are you? I was listening, and my husband travels by train a lot, and he took a trip to Seattle on the Empire Builder.
Mm-hmm.
And going out, it was 8 hours delayed.
Huh.
And coming back, it was 8 hours delayed.
I think we've stumbled on a story here.
Yeah, and, well, in talking to other people, he found out that's their reputation. It happens a lot. And that other caller said that they stopped in the middle of the night in nowhere. That's exactly what happened to him, too. He said, we were stopped for nowhere. They changed crews, and then we pulled out, and we stopped in the middle of nowhere for a couple of hours. So this is what they do regularly. I mean,
that's
frustrating. If you want to, he loved traveling by train, but you have to be prepared for stuff like that. And freight does have priority, but in the middle of the night, I can't believe that they were stuck by freight.
Yeah,
Johnny,
you're right. I mean, Europe has got their act together, and there's no reason why we shouldn't. I mean, this country was built on rails.
Right. I hope it changes. It's really disheartening to hear that.
And John,
I was actually going to take the Pullman train from New Orleans to Chicago in a couple months.
Well, I hope you have a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, let us know how that goes.
He actually did that, too. He went down to New Orleans and stopped in Memphis on his way back. It wasn't quite as bad. So
okay.
there was no eight-hour delay on that trip.
But it's no Orient Express.
Guess not.
No.
Yeah, thanks, Janine. All right,
thank you.
Johnny, you have on your blog, on your site, a blog about scanning receipts or documents on the road. That's your travel tip of the day. Why is it important, and what should we be scanning on the road?
Well, you know, so thank you. Every day I send a daily travel tip, and that was my tip for today. So, you know, a lot of business travelers, you know, instead of like collecting all their receipts and losing them, right when you buy something, just take a picture of it, and you can scan it with this app. And that way you can organize it. And so that's a really easy way to do it. Actually, one of my most popular travel tips of the last week or so, I had two. One was that I was traveling with my dad in Europe, which actually I want to hear about your guys' cruise, because I was on a cruise with my dad, and he forgot his medicine. And I was like, how could you forget your medicine? So he's like, let's just go to a pharmacy in France and see if we can get it filled. I was like, there's no way they're even going to speak English. But sure enough, the woman did. And the reason why she filled my dad's prescriptions is because I had a photocopy of it. Actually, not a photocopy of it. I took a picture of it with my phone.
Huh.
And she could read the whole
the hieroglyphics.
Yeah. And she filled it. It was actually cheaper in Europe than it was in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And so everyone was happy. But that's a good travel tip, too.
Yeah, that's very smart. When we were on our cruise, Marianne would often take a picture of either a map or some instructions for the return, where you have to go meet the bus that's going to take you back to the ship. But yeah, that's a good thought. Just use your phone to take those pictures of documents. It can be very helpful, can't it?
I take a picture of my hotel room number and my parking spot when I park, because I go to so many different hotels and I can't remember. I sit there and walk around. I'm like, where did I park? And then I just look at my phone and I go, there we go.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's JohnnyJet.com. It's a very comprehensive site. And whether you're interested in airfares or hotels or Johnny's latest travel tip, you'll find it there.
And, Johnny, I'm still waiting for American Airlines to respond to my tweet. Not yet.
Really?
Maybe soon.
Well, maybe the executives have taken a train, and they'll get back to you very soon.
I bet you they will. They usually do within 10 minutes.
All right, Johnny, keep this in mind. The weather you've got up in Toronto, which is our weather here now, all I'm thinking about is I remember spending a lot of time years and years ago in Los Angeles, and I got very bored with California weather because it was always the same. The change of seasons, not necessarily a bad thing. Some of us like it.
I agree, but you know what? I don't want to live in it anymore.
I get you. Okay.
Good for you.
Keep in touch, will you?
Thanks, Johnny.
All right.
Happy, safe travels.